You want a brand new breakfast idea? Then get the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the Betty Crocker cereal tray. Yes, indeed. Try the brand new cereal assortment with 10 individual packages in all. 4 Wheaties, 4 Cheerios, 2 Kix. All top favorites and all extra fresh. Yes, it's fun to take your pick from Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix. Get the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the Betty Crocker cereal tray. Get that tray today.
And now the Betty Crocker cereal tray presents... The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. His faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure of Stonewall Alibi. Fun, doubled and tripled. That's the kind of eating fun you get in the Betty Crocker cereal tray. Yep, three-way breakfast fun. Cheerios, Wheaties, and Kix. All three in 10 separate individual-sized packages, all in one handy carton. That's the Betty Crocker cereal tray. Each morning you open a fresh package. Cheerios, Wheaties, or Kix. Try it. Get the Betty Crocker cereal tray. Jury had been making progress investigating graft in state politics. But the investigation came to an abrupt halt with the murder of a key witness.
3 weeks have gone by and the police haven't gotten anywhere.
Britt Reed, publisher of the Daily Sentinel, was particularly anxious to see the killer brought to justice.
Andrews was one of my friends. Not only that, he was the kind of man who could have done a lot for the state and for the country. Now he's dead, Miss Case. And the killer is probably laughing at the efforts of the police.
And so are Boss Barton and two or three others who would have been indicted by the grand jury if Andrews had been able to testify.
Commissioner Higgins says the police haven't a lead of any sort.
Maybe a reward would tempt a squealer.
That's a good idea, Miss Case. Get Gunnigan. Tell him to break down page one and clear room for a two-column box. The Sentinel is going to offer a reward.
$5,000 reward. The news spread throughout the city and the state. The Daily Sentinel, carrying the announcement, lay on the desk of an official in the state prison. It was there when Joe Finnerty, a trustee, came to sweep.
$5,000. Oh, that'd sure help Molly. I wonder how much time I got. It's worth a chance. I hope Sinclair don't come in before I get this call through.
Long distance.
Listen, sister, make this fast. I want to talk to Britt Reed, publisher of the Daily Sentinel.
Joe Finnerty waited impatiently at the telephone. He couldn't see Sinclair coming down the road from his home some distance beyond the prison gate, accompanied by the prisoner who served as his chauffeur.
Sinclair, you should live closer to the prison. It's a long walk in bad weather.
Webster, I know lots of boys would be glad to walk five times as far for a setup like yours.
I earned my setup. You ought to know that, Sinclair. Boss Barton gave you orders about me.
Yes. I've had orders, all right.
You needn't talk that way. You're well paid. Say, what's the dope on that Sentinel reward?
I'll show you the paper when I get to my office.
Good. I want to keep in close touch with things.
Hello. Hello, is this Mr. Reed?
Yes?
I've got to talk fast, so get it right the first time. My name is Finnerty. I'm talking from the state pen. It'll be curtains for me if I'm caught. You listening?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm calling you because I think you're on the level.
You know that the warden's been away on sick leave for a long time, don't you?
What about it?
A guy named Sinclair's in charge. Well, there's a long-termer here, a big-shot crook. And he's the one who killed Andrews. The assistant warden let him out so he could do it. He came back right after.
Did Sinclair take orders from Boss Barton?
Yes.
Who killed Andrews?
Mr. Reed, I'll give you his name if you promise to pay the Sentinel reward to my wife.
I will if your information leads to a conviction.
I tell you, there's no... Oh.
Close the door, Webster.
Finity was squealing to some guy named Reed.
It must have been Britt Reed of the Daily Sentinel.
He's out cold. Must have given him quite a clout with your gun barrel.
I did.
How'd he get into your office?
He comes every day to clean up the place. I'm always here, but I was a little late today.
I was afraid that guy'd squeal if he got the chance. Use your private phone, too.
It was smart. The other phone goes through the switchboard.
You'd better think fast, Sinclair. You've got to cover this up. If I get into a jam, you're in it just as deep as I am.
Don't worry, I know how to cover. I've got something here in my desk. Here it is.
What's that?
It's a sort of a dagger made out of a tablespoon. We took it away from a con in Tier 3.
Well, what are you going to do with it?
I'll put it in Finnerty's hand. Then call in a couple of boys who'll swear I had to shoot him when he tried to attack me. That'll explain Finnerty's death.
But he wasn't shot. He isn't dead.
He'll be both after I talk to Britt Reed. I'll try to imitate Finnerty. This is 3289. I was talking to Britt Reed of the Daily Sentinel when I was cut off.
One moment, please.
Did I sound like Kennedy?
You get by, but what's the idea?
Reed will wonder about the phone call. I'll give him a story that'll fix things up.
I don't know what to make of that phone call, Miss Case. Oh, hello, Axford.
Hi, Reed.
That fellow Finnerty was just about to give me the name of the man who killed Andrews.
Then what happened, Mr. Reed?
He hung up.
Maybe he's calling again. Hello?
If it's for me, I'll take it on your phone.
Very well. Just a minute, please. It's for you, Mr. Reed. I think it's the same party.
Hello? Oh, yes, Finnerty. Cut off, eh? Well, I'm glad you called back, as I told you, if your information leads to a conviction, I promise you your wife will receive the reward. Now, give me the name of the man who killed Andrews.
Take this down, Mr. Reed.
Langdon? Did you say Randy Langdon? What are you trying to put over on me? Randy Langdon died in the prison hospital over a month ago.
What's that guy Finnerty think he's doing?
All right. Skip it.
Oh, confound it. I thought we had something.
Oh, haven't we?
Finnerty was playing a long chance for the reward. He named the man who was dead before Andrews was shot.
Why, the spalpeen. Reed. Wasn't it today you were to meet Police Commissioner Higgins for lunch?
Yes, Axford, and it's just about time I started.
Will you be at the Civic Club?
I expect so. I'm going to meet Commissioner Higgins at his office. If he has any different plans, I'll let you know.
Come in. Come in, Britt.
Commissioner Higgins, I'd like to talk to you before we go to lunch.
Sit down, Britt. Sit down and fire away.
Thanks. I had a phone call that has me guessing.
Hmm?
A trustee named Finnerty
called
from the state prison. Said he had information about the Andrews killing.
Finnerty? What'd he say?
Well, I'll quote him. He says, there's a big shot doing a stretch here. An assistant warden let him out just long enough to bump Andrews. I asked him if the assistant took orders from Boss Barton. He said yes.
Barton's a powerful man. Did Finnerty name the Andrews murderer?
Well, we were cut off. In a few minutes, he called back and said Randy Langdon killed Andrews.
Oh, Langdon wasn't a big shot. Anyway, he died in a prison hospital a week before Andrews was killed.
I knew that. I told Finnerty he was off the beam. He laughed and said you couldn't blame a guy for trying. Well, what do you make of it, Commissioner Higgins?
Britt, are you sure it was Finnerty who called a second time?
It sounded like the same voice. What?
Here's a flash that came to my desk just 2 minutes before you walked into my office. Now, read it.
Great Scott. Finnerty was shot and killed for attacking Sinclair with an improvised dagger. When did this happen?
Less than an hour ago.
Commissioner Higgins, maybe Finnerty did know who killed Andrews. Maybe Sinclair heard him talking to me and cut him off.
That's why I ask if you were sure it was Finnerty who called a second time.
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe Sinclair called and imitated Finnerty, so I wouldn't investigate any further.
If that's the case...
Briff, everyone from the governor down has been suspicious of conditions at the state prison, but investigations have gotten nowhere. Sinclair has managed to keep in the clear.
Yeah, but if he killed Finnerty for telephoning me, if he trumped up a story about Finnerty attacking
Briff, you may be sure he'll have an airtight story and witnesses to back it up. He's made his position impregnable.
And there must be some way to get the truth.
Well, I wish I could think of it. Of course, the state penitentiary is out of my jurisdiction, but I'd certainly like to see it cleaned up.
Sorry about Finnerty. The poor guy didn't want anything for himself. He hoped his wife would get the reward.
She's a swell girl.
If she visited Joe in prison, he might have given her some information.
I doubt it, Britt. Sinclair monitors all conversations with prisoners.
With Joe's death, she might be good for an interview. Yes. It might be a good idea to interview her. May I borrow your telephone?
Yeah, there it is.
I'll call my office and ask Miss Case to make a date to interview Joe Finnerty's wife tonight.
Tonight? Is there any special reason for waiting until tonight?
Yes, Commissioner Higgins. There is. That interview is going to be interrupted by the Green Hornet.
That evening, Britt Reed prepared to move as the Green Hornet with the aid of his faithful Filipino valet, Cato.
Well, here is gas weapon, also mask.
Did you check on that old boathouse on the waterfront? The one Dad used to rent?
Oh, yes, Mr. Britt. It is unoccupied. I have key to open.
Well, then we're all set. I explained the plan to Miss Case. She's going to interview Mrs. Finnerty at 9 o'clock. Come on, Cato. We'll make tomorrow's headlines.
Mrs. Finnerty, it was kind of you to give me an interview. I hesitated to call so soon after that. Well,
That's all right, Miss Case. I'm glad of a chance to talk. Poor Joe got a rotten deal up there in the pen. Joe wouldn't attack Sinclair.
No.
Take it from me, Miss Case. There was some reason why Joe was killed.
Did you visit him in prison?
Yeah, but he couldn't talk there. There was a guard listening all the...
Oh, what's the matter?
Look, there, at the door behind you.
The Green Hornet.
We'll continue our story in just a moment. Say, pardon our freshness, but if you like your breakfast cereal at its crispiest, freshest best, then get the Betty Crocker cereal tray. It's the new assortment of 10 separate individual packages of your three top favorite cereals, Cheerios, Wheaties, and Kix, all in one handy carton. Each of those 10 individual packages holds just enough for one good serving, so every morning you always open a fresh new package. That means your cereal remains sealed in its package until the very moment you sit down to breakfast. You enjoy the extra crispness, extra freshness of cereal at the very peak of its goodness. It's like eating popcorn fresh from the popper, crunchy and frisky with that first flush of flavor. Another reason for the cereal tray's extra keen fresh flavor is this. Each of the cereals comes in a special flavor-protecting package. From tip to top, the outside of each box is bathed in wax, a treatment which helps guard against air and dampness. This flavor-saving wax coat is a special heavy one, too. In fact, if you scratch the surface of the package with your fingernail, you'll be amazed at how extra heavy this protective wax coat is. It really does the trick. Remember, you get only top favorite cereals in the Betty Crocker cereal tray. Cheerios, Wheaties, and Kix in 10 separate individual packages. Try it. Get the Betty Crocker cereal tray and enjoy extra keen, fresh flavor at breakfast every morning. And now to continue our story. Lenore Case knew when she went to the home of Joe Finnerty's widow that the interview would be interrupted. But when the Green Hornet appeared, she acted as surprised as Mrs. Finnerty.
No, no, please, put down that gun.
Talking to the press, huh, Mrs. Finnerty?
Well, what if she is?
I'll put a stop to that.
Wait, don't shoot, don't.
You heel, what's the idea? That girl didn't do nothing.
Take it easy, I've merely put her to sleep.
Why,
please, you... listen to me, Mrs. Finnerty.
No, let me go.
Listen to me, I need your help.
Me help you in a pig's eye? Let me go.
Don't you want to get the man who killed your husband?
Let me...
What was that?
I want to trap a couple of killers. You can help.
How can I help you?
When that reporter recovers consciousness, she'll spread the story that you've been captured by the Green Hornet.
Then what?
I have a place where you'll stay in hiding until Boss Barton and the men who follow his instructions stick their necks in a noose.
But what if I won't go with you?
You're going with me, willingly or otherwise.
Lenore Case heard the Black Beauty dash away from the neighborhood while she lay on the floor feigning unconsciousness.
I'll see that you get the headlines you want. Oh, and I hope to goodness they lead to the results you're after.
Perplex Street, Bedford convicts, widow captured by Green Hornet.
Hey, yes, sir. Read all about it.
Hey, yes, sir. Hornet cuts in on interview. Sentinel exclusive X3 Bedford.
With Miss Case standing by, Brett Reed read the Sentinel article the following morning.
Mrs. Fennerty dropped hints that she knew of underlying reasons for her husband's death, but before she could disclose any facts, the Hornet appeared. Well, it's fine, Miss Case. That should make Boss Barton wonder how much the Fennerty woman knows.
Where is she?
In a boathouse on the waterfront. When I told her my plan, she was quite willing to cooperate.
Do you think she'll stay there?
I think so. Cato's watching. If she leaves, he'll keep me posted.
What's the next move?
I've got to know for sure that Sinclair is working with Boss Barton.
How can you find out?
Tonight at 8 o'clock, I want you to go to a pay station and call Sinclair by long distance. Tell him that the boss wants to talk to him. He's to go where it's private and call the boss at once.
Will he know who's meant by the boss?
If he does, my suspicions will be confirmed.
Well, how will you know whether or not he phones Boss Barton?
I'll be in Barton's home as the Green Hornet.
I want to speak to Mr. Sinclair. You can reach him at the state prison.
Mrs. Finnerty dropped hints that she knew of underlying reasons for her husband's death. But before she could disclose any facts, the Hornet appeared. Confirmed.
What's the matter, Barton?
That's my ask. You're the...
Yes. I'm known as the Green Hornet. I'm acting on behalf of Mrs. Fennerty. She's after a $5,000 reward. Moreover, she's going to get it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you do. You're the one who wanted Andrews knocked off. You made a deal with Sinclair.
Sinclair?
At the state prison. He's working hand in glove with you, isn't he?
I barely know the man.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so. Now, let me tell you something. If you think you can wave that gun and intimidate me into confirming a few of your wild guesses, you're badly mistaken.
Telephone, Barton.
Well,
no, hands off. I'll pick up the phone. You simply say hello, nothing more nor less. I'll do the listening. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Barton. This is Sinclair.
So, you don't know Sinclair, huh? And why is he calling you? Tell him to hold the line a minute.
Hello, Mr. Barton. What's the matter?
Just hold the line a minute.
Now listen to me, Barton. I'm going to speak for you, and if you open your mouth, I'll shut it in a hurry with gas and this gun.
Well, you...
Sorry to keep you waiting, Sinclair. I had to close the door to my study. Someone's in the house, so I'll speak low. You've seen the Sentinel, haven't you?
Yes. I wonder if the Fennerty woman knows anything.
She knows too much. She and the Hornet are out for the Sentinel reward unless I can make a higher bid.
A higher bid?
Now get this, Sinclair. I know where both the woman and the Green Hornet can be found.
How'd you learn that?
Never mind my sources of information. The hideout is a boathouse on the waterfront near Spring Street. It's called Miller's Boathouse. You got that?
I haven't.
I don't propose to pay $10,000 to keep things quiet. You'd better send a gun to the boathouse between now and tomorrow morning. The sooner the better. You understand?
Okay, Mr. Barton.
see that you do. Well, you heard what I told him, Barton.
But I don't understand. What side are you on, anyway?
Figure it out for yourself when you regain consciousness.
Regain consciousness? No, no, wait. Don't shoot me. You take it.
Rick Reed felt the pulse of the unconscious man, then hurriedly prepared a hypodermic needle and injected a colorless fluid into Barton's arm.
That'll keep him sleeping until morning.
He turned out the lights and left the house by a rear door, then ran to a dark alley where Cato was waiting in the Black Beauty.
Everything all right, Mr. Britt?
Yes, fine, Cato. Now we've got to give Lenore instructions, then Mrs. Finnerty. After that, we'll see what happens. Get going.
Motivated by Britt Reed, events moved fast during the next half hour. At the state prison, Sinclair sent for the trustee named Webster and told him about Boss Barton's phone call.
Here, Webster, the keys to my car and a loaded gun.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure you get both the woman and the Hornet and get back here before daylight.
Right.
Meanwhile, the Green Hornet took Mrs. Finnerty from the boathouse to her home and left her with final instructions.
Do exactly as I've told you and you may be in line for a $5,000 reward.
Yes.
Just call that reporter, Lenore Case. Tell her you escaped from Miller's boathouse where you'd been held by the Green Hornet.
Yes.
A light fog shrouded the waterfront and added to the cloak of darkness to make the Black Beauty almost indiscernible where Britt Reed had parked it after resuming his role as the Green Hornet. His attention was divided between the luminous clock dial in the car and the lighted windows of Miller's boathouse 100 yards away.
We haven't much longer to wait, Cato. Lenore Case followed her instructions.
Yes, sir. Miss Case and Axford already in boathouse for half hour.
And Commissioner Higgins is waiting in the darkness next to the boathouse.
He know his part?
We can count on him, Cato. He has Sergeant Burke with him. Cato, there's a car coming.
It's stopping just ahead.
I think that's our man. You stay here and be ready for a fast getaway.
As Webster stopped Sinclair's car, he wasn't aware of the masked man's approach until he heard a voice behind him.
Just a minute, mister.
Hey, what the...
Steady. No cupboard. You're Webster.
Now, you've got me wrong.
I haven't got you wrong. Your name is Webster, and you're doing time in the state penitentiary. Now hold still while I get your gun.
Hey, listen.
There. You'll be more willing to listen to me. I'll dump the shells from this gun and give it back to you.
Now, see here. What is this, anyhow? You're masked. The Green Hornet.
I came here to warn you, Webster. You're being framed.
Framed?
You and Sinclair did a job for Boss Barton when you got Andrews. You know too much, Webster. You're dangerous to those two crooks, so you're scheduled for the same treatment Finnerty got.
Why, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. You thought you were to get Mrs. Finnerty and me, but if you go to Miller's boathouse, you'll walk right into a trap. Sinclair will release a story telling how you escaped and stole his car and probably his gun as well. You couldn't deny it if you were sprawled in front of that boathouse with a bullet in your head.
Listen, if you think I'm going to believe that...
You don't have to take my word for it. Come over here and see for yourself.
I thought you were giving me a straight story.
Stop here. Look through that window. You see that girl?
Well, that's not Finnerty's wife.
Of course it's not. It's a reporter from the Daily Sentinel. Now look on the other side of the room. The Green Hornet was supposed to be in there.
Yeah, I know, but that guy...
You know him?
Well, his name's Axford. He's with the Sentinel now, but he used to be with the police. He still pals around with all the bluecoats.
If you walked into that boathouse as you planned, you'd probably have found cops coming from all corners.
Why, those dirty double-crossers.
Webster, look out behind you.
Come on, Burke.
Hey, what is this?
I'll get the stalking.
The law, they were hiding behind the boathouse. I'm getting out of here.
Get that one, Burke. I'll get the other one.
Over the gun, eh? They'll show you.
Oh, you!
What's going on?
Michael, careful!
I got him, Axford.
No!
You knocked him out. I got him, all right. There's a car down there. Hey, Mr. Green Hornet.
Looks like he got away from the commissioner.
Michael, what happened?
Burke slugged this guy. Stand him up.
He was coming here to shoot Mrs. Finnerty.
Come on, you. No. Get on your feet.
Dirty double-crossers.
Well, this is Webster.
Here comes the commissioner.
Can't run as fast as I used to.
But after what we heard with Commissioner Higgins, maybe it's not so important to get that other guy. Look at what we got here. This guy's name is Webster. Slicker Webster. And he's packing a gun.
And if that Hornet hadn't have dumped the shells, he'd have never got me.
Did you break out of prison?
No, I didn't. Sinclair can't get away with that story. He let me out.
He sent me here to frame me, but I won't take the rap alone.
Come on, Webster. Let's talk it over at headquarters.
Oh, Michael. Well, you're just in time to read my story of the Webster capture before I send it to the desk.
Wait till you see what I brought from the cops' headquarters. You know that gun that Webster had?
Yes.
It was Sinclair's gun, and a test bullet matched the slug that killed Andrews.
Michael, that does it!
Oh, golly, Webster's talking his head off. The commissioner called the governor, who'll take charge of Sinclair, and Burke has gone to pick up Boss Barton as an accessory.
I'm going to call Mrs. Finnerty. After all, it was her phone call that started things moving.
But, Casey, it's after midnight.
Oh, do you think she'll object when I tell her that she should claim a $5,000 reward?
Casey, I still can't figure out what the Hornet was doing with Webster.
Did Webster implicate the Green Hornet?
No, I guess he didn't.
Do you have anything against the Green Hornet?
Casey, I've got a hunch that tonight at least, the Hornet was on our side. If he hadn't taken the bullets out of Webster's gun, things might have turned out different.
Hey, kids, no matter whether you're a husky farmer or a city slicker, you've never seen a slicker city than the Model City that comes on the Betty Crocker cereal tray. It has all kinds of buildings, houses, and stores that you can cut out and build. Besides the buildings, you also get cutouts of autos, fences, garages, and a lot more things. Just on one avenue in the Model City, there's a big service station, an ice cream store, a bank, and a hotel. All this plus different style houses. Easy to build, too. There's no pasting needed, and many slots are pre-cut. Best of all, different houses and stores come on different Betty Crocker cereal trays. Just ask your grocer for the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the handy cereal package with all three of your breakfast favorites, Cheerios, Wheaties, and Kix. Get yours now. You've been listening to The Green Hornet, brought to you by the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the cereal assortment of individual packages of Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix. Give the other fellow a break. You know it's impossible for all men to be alike in beliefs, religion, and race. The men who built our country knew it too. That's why they did everything in their power to guarantee tolerance and freedom for all Americans, whether born in this country or not, whether Protestant, Catholic, or Jew. Give the man who is different from you a break. You are being a loyal American when you protect the rights of all other Americans. Be with us again next week at the same time when General Mills will again present The Green Hornet. This is a George W. Trendle production, directed by Charles D. Livingston and written by Fran Stryker. The part of The Green Hornet is played by Jack McCarthy. This copyrighted feature originates in Detroit, and all characters, places, and incidents used are fictitious. Hal Neal speaking. Tomorrow night at the same time over most of these same stations, an outlaw and his gang meet their match in another thrilling and unusual story of the Old West when the Lone Ranger rides again. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.